Well, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Do you all know what a dictionary is for? Looking up words, right? So if you don't know the meaning of a word, you can find the meaning in here. Yeah, that's deep. So, this morning, I wanted to ask you if you know the word, oops, got to turn this right side up here. There we go. If you know the meaning of some of these words. For example, do you know what the word jalopy means? Anybody? A jalopy? No? Well, look, you can look right in here in the dictionary, and it says it is an old ramshackle automobile or an airplane. A really old car, like a really old car that's kind of fallen apart. That's a jalopy. Did you know that? Okay, how about this word? I got another word here I thought. It was while we're in the J's here. The word is jape. Jape. J-A-P-E. Does anybody know what that word means? No? Nope. What's that? Nope, don't know what the word means? A jape. It says... Well, that was a jalopy, maybe the jalopy, but not a jape. All right, so a jape is a joke or a jest or a trick. So you might play I might pull a jape on each other or something like that. Pull a little trick on each other. All right. Well, tell you what. Can you find the meaning of life in this book? What do you think? Can we find the meaning of life? Life. What is the meaning of life, huh? Where do we come from? Who made us? Why are we here? Where are we going? Where is life going? What is the meaning of our lives? Can we find that in this book here? Let's look up the word life and see what it says. Life. It says, where we go. That property of plants and animals which makes it possible for them to have food. To have food and to get energy from it, to grow, to adapt themselves to their surroundings, and to reproduce. Is that what life is? It's just about growing and reproducing and eating and all. Is that all there is to life? Is that the meaning of our lives? Where are we going? Now, we can find a definition, but where do we find the meaning of life? In this book? We need another book, don't we? Yeah, we need another book. And today, the author of Ecclesiastes talks about the meaning of life. Did you hear that? First of all, he said, in chapter 1, he said, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Do you know what that means? Do you know what he's saying? He's saying that life has no meaning. Life has no meaning. And you know why life has no meaning, he says? Because he says, I work my whole life, all the wisdom, all the hard work, all the hours I put in, and I got all this money and I got all this stuff, and then I die, and who gets it? Who gets all that stuff? Who gets all my money? And it ultimately didn't mean anything. That's not the meaning of our lives, to work all of our lives and earn things and gather things. We need money, but it's not the meaning of life, is it? That was the mistake the rich fool made in the gospel. He got all his stuff together. He built bigger barns and he put all his stuff in there. He collected all his money and he said, oh, my life is going to be great. And then he died and he died a fool because he didn't know the meaning of his life. He thought it was all about money and stuff. You ever thought? Oh, okay. Does he play tricks? Still back on the tricks. So, is that really all there is to life? Fortunately, the author of Ecclesiastes doesn't stop there. He goes on to tell us about God. He says, enjoy your life, enjoy what you do, but remember God. Because it's when you remember God that your life finally has meaning. And where do we learn about God? We learn about him in the Bible, don't we? So here's a really beautiful Bible verse from John chapter 14.
Put all the tractors in
a big barn? Yeah. And all, yeah. And all that stuff is important for this life, but it's not the meaning of our lives, is it? Here, let's listen to this verse here. Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I am the life. What's the meaning of our lives? Jesus gives us that meaning, doesn't he? He tells us where we came from. We came from God. We fell into sin and we do wrong things, but guess what? Jesus loved us and saved us and died for us on the cross, didn't he? And now our life is destined for glory. We're going to heaven one day. We know where we came from. We know where we're going. We know what life is all about. We know the meaning of life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So let's give thanks to God today. Let's pray, all right? Lord Jesus, thank you that life is more than earning money and collecting things and building barns. We thank you for Jesus, Lord Jesus, that you gave your life for us, that we might have life eternally and know what is most important in this life. You, O Lord, and your word to us. Give us life in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up today. All right. We'll go back and the congregation is going to sing us a hymn, okay?